10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats are standing by President Biden's re-election bid, putting aside concerns following his debate performance. It comes as the president rejects calls to step aside as the nominee. The Pentagon has confirmed a member of the U.S. Navy has been punished for attempting to access President Biden's medical records. Pentagon spokesperson General Pat Ryder says the incident happened in February.
The bottom line is that they confirmed that at no time was the president's personal information compromised and that the record that the sailor inappropriately accessed was not the electronic health record of the President of the United States.
Happening now in Washington, D.C., a ceremony marking 75 years of NATO. President Biden hosting this year's NATO summit. He'll deliver remarks about the present-day threats to democracy. Today marks 60 years since the Civil Rights Act was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson. Attorney General Merrick Garland at a ceremony says the U.S. still has work to do to ensure equality for every American. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 8 University of Wisconsin chancellors are getting raises. The Board of Regents passed them yesterday. UW-Madison's Jennifer Mnookin's 10% raise will push her pay to more than $1 million next year. That's with her base salary plus a $150,000 retention bonus. Delegates and other visitors to the Republican National Convention aren't the only ones who'll have to worry about getting around Milwaukee next week. County Executive David Crowley.
There are folks who live within that security perimeter, and they will have extra security parameters to go through when they are going home. And I know that the Secret Service and the law enforcement officials have been in contact with them.
Crowley tells Wisconsin Eye the emergency management and sheriff's departments bear a lot of the responsibility to ensure a smooth-running convention. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin drivers will have more than just speed traps to keep them driving safely this week. This week is Trooper in a Truck Week, meaning Wisconsin State Patrol teams will be riding along in semi-trucks and buses to enforce safe driving practices, making them more difficult for dangerous drivers to spot and giving them a better vantage point to see things like drivers texting. Troopers in the trucks and buses will have a better chance of seeing dangerous behavior and can radio ahead to another patrol vehicle for enforcement. Minnesota Vikings running back and Duluth native C.J. Ham recently hosted his 5th annual youth football camp in his hometown. According to a Fox 21 report, about 400 kids across 2 sessions attended Ham's camp this year, giving them a chance to learn the game from a player at the highest level and giving him a chance to give back to his hometown community. Ham said he is always humbled by the turnout at the camp every year. He is scheduled to report to Vikings training camp in the next few weeks. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers back in Wisconsin.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field, the Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee had yesterday off. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets at PNC Park. Pittsburgh's Mitch Keller with another strong performance on the mound, going 8 innings on 107 pitches, holding the Mets to just 2 runs. The Brewers may have filled a spot in the starting rotation with lefty Dallas Keuchel, who kept the Dodgers in check Sunday. Brewers center fielder Blake Perkins.
You know, I'll have to say, like, Keuchel did a really good job shutting down innings like after we scored. You know, we had some long innings there, but there was no runs on the board.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals blanked the Nationals 6-0 in D.C. The Reds shut out the Rockies 6-0 in Cincinnati. Stock car racing tonight, the 45th Slinger Nationals at the Slinger Speedway in Wisconsin. Drivers who have competed in the past include Bobby Allison, Dale Earnhardt, Steve Appel, and defending champ Ty Majeski expected there tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and muggy. Stray storm or two in the afternoon and a high in the low 80s. We dry out towards the end of the week. Sunshine, humidity climbing, and highs in the mid-80s.
It's 82 right now.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls for the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour 2. Trigby Olson, Pat Freitlow, and myself, be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. A happier happy hour. Sure? I am pretty sure. I was, you know, I'm done with the two for Tuesday. Just Tuesday. Happier happy hour. Welcome
to it. It's a free for Tuesday. Crudy, Rich on the board. Thank you, Rich. Of course, can't forget our audience. The fourth part of the show, 844-967-2789.
Aren't they like the 12th man in football?
Something like
that. They call the fans, the 12th man. And if Rich makes threes, that make us a thruple.
Perhaps.
You know, Josh Hawley and his white Christian nationalist friends are not going to like where we're taking this show.
They should get over it. You know, if you don't like thruples, then don't be in one. See how easy it is? It's amazing. Life is so much easier if you just decide that if you don't like something, that you don't have to do it. It's why do people make things so difficult?
I don't know. I'm still confused about, you know, the Moms for Liberty lady down in Florida. They had that thruple thing going. Weren't really planning on going there right now, Dom. Something you should also get over. Joe Biden's debate performance. Joe's turning the page. It's time to move on, he tells us, and the Washington Post tells me at this hour, Dom, House Democrats move subtly towards acceptance of Biden staying in the race. Today.
Good for them, because it's Joe's decision.
Dom, there are still plenty who are fretting about the president's ability to carry them to victory in November, but some are now publicly standing with the man. Because it's very clear, Joe ain't getting out. And even when I made my very bold statements, I also tempered them with the acknowledgement, you can't make Joe leave. Mm-hmm. Only Joe can decide if Joe's going to leave. And Joe says no. He's in it to win it, right?
Joe just wrapped up remarks at a NATO summit in Washington, D.C. And by all accounts, didn't crap the bed, so we're good.
So today, he didn't teeter off the brink of destruction. But tomorrow's another day.
No, I mean, I get it, but this is, it's Joe's decision, right? If Joe decides to do it, and he's the guy on the ticket, and vote for Joe. Said it a million times, say it again. If it's weakened at Joe's, weakened at Bernie's, and vote for Joe. And if you're going to stand by that, then you got to stand by the slow Joe moments. Fine with that. Rather have slow Joe moments with a guy who's got his head in the right space or his heart in the right space than a guy like Trump who is a fascist and dictator at his heart. I mean, and if all things being equal, hell, even if Donald Trump was feisty and alive and articulate and specific about his plans to prosecute his political adversaries, if he takes over the White House, great.
Only on day one.
What an articulate fascist. That's fantastic. I'll take Joe all day long, man. All day long.
Dominic, as they, you know, apparently the Dems trickled out of the Democratic National Committee headquarters, some House Democrats expressed brief support for Biden's bid and at times gave stilted comments to reporters. And while many described the meeting as positive for Biden, others privately scoffed at their colleagues' comments. Now, Rep. Jerry Nadler, who just 2 days ago privately called for Biden to leave the ticket, said that while he still has concerns over the president's candidacy, those are now beside the point. I will soon come to a similar conclusion, Don. My concerns are beside the point. You know, unless Joe falls off a stage or something.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm saying. And again, we still have if Joe falls off the stage, if Joe does something like that and has a problem to that degree, again, I mean, that's not going to bode well. It's going to be very, very, very bad for him. On the other side of that, Donald Trump, who is basically short of the Hannity thing, he's got a rally coming up. But he's been letting, you know, Joe kind of wallow in this situation where we all are, you know, questioning and going through this process, which is, it's not unhealthy. I mean, these are honest and real and good conversations to have. And at some point, if we recognize, hell, at the end of the day, it's the candidate's decision, man. If Joe decides to stay in, Joe's going to stay in. And no matter what, no matter who, no matter how, I'm always going to support a guy like Joe over a guy like Trump. And I think most people should. Everybody should.
Dominic, a majority of House Democrats, however, dodged the media or repeated that they would not discuss the meeting. They were warned about leaking after lawmakers were struck by public reporting out of a private virtual meeting Sunday in which many members said they wanted Biden to step aside. A person familiar with the House Democratic conversation, you know, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to freely discuss internal dynamics, said the mood shifted Monday when more liberal members of the party, including Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, began saying that Biden is the clear Democratic nominee and that they will work to reelect him. You can't be less supportive than the squad is going to be, the person said, referring to the group of progressive House Democrats who have at times clashed with the president on politics and policy. And Rep. Ro Khanna, Dom, from California, a Biden campaign surrogate, said in an interview with the Washington Post today that most people agree that Biden is an underdog at this point, but an underdog who still has a path to the presidency. So you're telling me there's still a chance?
Yeah. Diana DeGette from Colorado, head of the House Pro-Choice Caucus, released a statement saying Biden is still up to doing the job for a second term. Quote, looking ahead, it is a waste of time and potentially dangerous for Democrats to spend the next few months wringing our hands trying to find an alternative path forward. President Biden has been a very successful president, defending our reproductive rights, protecting our environment, and upholding the values of our democracy. Meanwhile, Trump is a crazy, felonious authoritarian. Yeah, right, no doubt. Despite the vibe shift, there was still plenty of dissension in the all-member meeting. The first since Biden's faltering debate performance less than 2 weeks ago sparked a panic among Hill Democrats that Biden cannot win against former President Trump in November. Senate Democrats may have different opinions about their weekly lunches on Tuesday. Rep. Steve Cohen from Tennessee, said House Democrats are not even on the same book, let alone on the same page. When asked about Cohen's comments and whether House Democrats can find unity, Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar said unanimity is not the same as unity. House Democrats bring different thoughts and ideas and viewpoints each and every day to this House chamber. We learn from that. We accept that. Our focus is to be unified, and we're unified that Donald Trump cannot win. And we are unified that Hakeem Jeffries needs to be speaker to help the American public. He added, right now, President Biden is the nominee, and we support the Democratic nominee that will beat Donald Trump. That is a fact. That is where we are. Now, Jeffries, meanwhile, told reporters that the Tuesday meeting gave the caucus an opportunity to express themselves in a candid and comprehensive fashion. Those discussions will continue throughout the balance of the week. Again, the week, Crudy. It's a very important week for the Biden campaign.
Wasn't last week also important? How many weeks of teetering on the brink is Biden going to be able to survive? That's what I'm asking.
Well, it will be better when Donald Trump gets out there and starts doing more Donald Trump. I mean, again, how do we cannot just dismiss the chaos and the insanity that is Donald Trump. It's one thing to be reflective of our position and the guy that we want and our candidate in that position. At the end of the day, we're going to fret about things we can't control. And that's insanity, man. It is up to Joe Biden. Now, if Joe has the fall, if Joe has another terrible debate, and I get it. You know, time is of the essence as well. But that's Joe's call, man. So if we recognize that we cannot control everything, hell, almost nothing, well, then we got to focus on what's important. If the issue is to convince those that are on the fence, yeah, bad debate, but damn, look at that guy. And I'm saying, damn, look at that guy. And that guy's coming to Milwaukee next week. We're going to see a whole lot of that guy. I'm telling you, it's not going to be good.
844-967-2789. Yeah, hard to hide in public at the RNC, Trump. Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. It's been unusual not to see Trump here for 10 days or so. Do you think he's learned that politically he's more favorable the less people see him?
Hey, Mark.
No, he's actually, in fact, he's doing a large, thank you for taking my call, by the way. He's actually in Florida doing a large thing. I did just see his NATO speech, Biden, but he's a really good reader. But my point is, Dom, I could not disagree with you more. This should not be up to Joe Biden. This should not be up to the Biden family after what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years. It should be up to Congress and implementing the 25th Congress. Amendment.
That's the cabinet.
Tell me,
that's the cabinet. That's
Mark,
the cabinet.
A different body would have that choice to make.
Okay. How can you honestly tell me that if this wasn't Donald Trump, that everything would be 25th Amendment?
You know, realistically, Donald Trump's cabinet secretaries like Elaine Chao were talking about the 25th Amendment after he pushed an insurrectionist coup against the peaceful transfer of power, Mark. No one from Biden's cabinet has made a similar suggestion because he's old.
Mark, what was the former President Trump doing for 3 hours while his supporters attacked the Capitol?
I love the way you try to dodge my question there, Dom. Let me answer your question.
Under any circumstance, I would vote for Biden over Trump. Yes, absolutely, dude. Because your guy's insane. Now you answer my question. What did he do for 3 hours while his supporters were attacking the Capitol?
Again, I know you love to dodge a question because you can't answer if Trump...
I literally just answered the question. Did I not? Am I missing something?
Perhaps insufficiently to Mark's assessment. I thought you endeavored to answer his question. Or a question. I didn't really listen to either of you guys.
It's up to the candidate, Mark. And if it were not Trump or were anybody else, maybe I would have a different attitude. But that's not the situation we're in. And you, sir, didn't answer my question. What was Trump doing for 3 hours while his supporters attacked the Capitol?
Lunching.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, but they are jammed. So be patient, 844-967-2789. If you don't get in, you can also text at that same number.
You know, the entire Republican Party lacks character. And how do I know this today?
How do you know that, Crudy?
Because Nikki Haley has urged her convention delegates to support Trump for, you know, the sake of Republican unity, Dom. But here's the interesting part. Nikki Haley is not planning on attending next week's GOP convention in Milwaukee. So she's not going, but she wants you to go and suck it up and vote for Trump, but she won't even be in the same building with the man.
Yeah.
They're craven, dude. They're craven. I told you they would all come home for Trump.
Well, but she's not coming to Milwaukee for Trump.
No, but all her delegates have been released to vote for Trump. She's encouraged them to. Didn't she? I mean, wasn't she, even as a final act of stepping out of the race, didn't Nikki Haley act like she had some fortitude? Apparently not. No one has character in this world anymore.
I have character.
Do the right thing, Dom.
Well, to the phones. Right is relative.
Well, get to the phones. When the phone lines are jammed, the right thing is to take some calls. 844-967-2789. But let's take a call or two first. Ross from Crawford County. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've written my little email to Pocan and to Kenny Baldwin, saying that Joe needs to step out. I'm going to step down. I'm going to vote for him, right? I mean, and Joe is competent to do the job. I mean, he's smart, he's wise, he can do the job. What Joe can't do, and what he wasn't ever really able to do, is to run for the office. So 99% of being a president, in my opinion, is doing the job in the White House or wherever you're at. The other 1% or it might even be more is actually running for the job, and Joe can't do it. I sort of think of him as teleprompter Joe. And these are really, this is not like the same old, you know, four-year politics, like, because we're looking at Trump as possible president. These are really important times. I think the Democratic Party, and I'm looking at the party, this isn't just about Joe. This is about the party not telling Joe the truth. I think Joe's been living in a bubble the whole time. And I think the party, if we would have had a primary, I think I think presidential candidates, no matter who they are, should have to go through a primary, not waiting until August to have somebody show up, which is what Joe is kind of asking or telling people, like, if you want to challenge me in August. Like, no. If we would have had a primary, Joe wouldn't. I honestly don't think Joe would be the man running for president right now.
But it's the same timidity of the Democratic Party, Ross, the failure to ask Joe to step aside before he got this invested in the campaign, before he became the nominee, before Joe can, you know, easily rationalize to himself, I am the only one. Well, because no one else was tested. No one else had a campaign. No one else ran for the office. And I get your point.
He is the only one.
Right. But the only other comment I was going to make is that most of us didn't see this coming. A lot of us during that debate were hoping that he was going to knock it out of the park just like he did during the State of the Union.
Me too.
And he shows up, and I had that same ugly feeling that I had when Hillary got beat. It was like, oh my God, what the heck is going on here? And the part of the issue is that the Republicans have been saying this for 2, 3, 4 years, that Joe is old, he trips, he stumbles on his words, he falls asleep in the middle of whatever. And the problem with a guy like me is that I get all my news from the newspaper or from you guys, from the radio, and I'm not, you know, so I hear other people's interpretation of how Joe's doing out there when he's meeting with people, and I've never actually watched him and listened to him. And when I saw that, I'm like, holy smokes, the Republicans were right the whole darn time. This guy.
Yeah, but Russ, let me ask you, when you hear Trump talk about the sharks and the electrocutions, God. You hear Trump talk about the snake. When you hear Trump, God. You know, spewing the lies. Oh. I mean, but this is what we got to compare it to. And I get it. We can't go back and say, man,
don't compare me to the almighty. Compare me to the alternative.
Right. You go, Russ.
Trump is nuts. I mean, the guy is insane. He's narcissistic. He's clueless. Nobody that's ever worked for him would ever like work again for him. But the thing is we're sort of preaching to the choir. So, you know, so Biden comes to him and everybody claps and loves him, but he's teleprompter Joe again. That we need somebody who can win the election, not somebody who can sort of, you know, kind of preach to the converted. We're all sort of nodding our heads. We all know Trump's crazy. We got to get that 1 to 5% of the people who are still kind of like showing up at the last minute, kind of like wondering, and Joe's not the guy. And I would really think that the Democrats could.
We're running out of time, Ross, and Joe is the guy. And thanks for calling me. I certainly appreciate it. Would you rather have the crazy old guy or the older old guy? Because if that's what we get to pick from, there's really not a question. And trust me on this. Trust me when I tell you. I mean it. Trump's going to have his days coming. He's not going to be stable and presidential between now and the election.
844-967-2789. Joe from Madtown. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I really appreciated all these comments. And I would just add that I was impressed by the fact that when you were talking earlier today to that right-wing radio guy, Kuti, it was quite clear that you came out swinging. You were, as they might say, they are all saying about Joe now, that you were defiant. Oh, my God, defiant. I am here to tell you, as an older woman who's been through plenty, that nice gets you nowhere, and that the way that you go at this is to be defiant and to not care what other people are labeling you as. You go forward. And I would agree with Obama, who said, he had a bad debate performance, but yeah, Obama said, I did too. Trust me, it happens, and Joe is the one we should be supporting. So more to say on all of this, but man, oh man, July 5th, 2019, that was the date that Trump told us that George Washington at the Battle of Independence watched over the nation's airfields. And that's the person that we're running against.
Right.
You know, it's interesting, Joe. Biden brought that up at the rally in Madison on July 5th of 2024, sort of taking note of the, you know, the Minutemen, the founding fathers and the brave men that fought in that Revolutionary War, you know, and the Air Force, them as well, and the Space Force.
Space Force.
I've seen the new Space Force camouflage. It's just neon stars like you put on a little kid's ceiling. More devil's advocates. Come on back. We don't give a damn about our bad reputation.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is appealing last week's decision that their efforts fell short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled that about 190 petition signatures were gathered after the deadline. The group is asking a Dane County judge to issue a ruling. Pro-democracy advocates say they're pleased with Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling making ballot drop boxes legal again. They say it sends a clear message to the entire country.
After the year we've had with bringing new maps, after living under the extreme partisan gerrymander that we've lived under for over a decade, it's a message of hope.
Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Conservatives say the court's liberal majority made a political decision. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new healthcare education center opened in Superior on Monday. According to a Fox 21 report, the Workforce Training Institute began their certified nursing assistant education course on Monday, providing students with hands-on learning opportunities with labs and clinicals. The organization is hoping to increase the number of healthcare workers in the area to meet demand. The courses are open to residents as young as 15 years old and cost $535, including all textbooks and printed materials. The Rice Lake Police Department says they still have not recovered the remains of 39-year-old Melissa Davis, who has been missing since May 13th. According to a press release, Davis was seen climbing into a commercial dumpster near her home, which was taken to an incinerator facility the following day. Authorities reportedly saw what they believed to be human remains on video in the incinerator building, but still have not located her remains and have now announced that the search of the facility has been discontinued. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Top Gun Maverick, you might like Brad Pitt's new film, F1. Pitt plays racer Sonny Hayes, a former Formula One driver who returns to the sport and mentors a rookie teammate. The film crew rolled cameras at actual Formula One events to add an element of authenticity. The teaser just dropped for the film that is being helmed by Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer for Apple TV. F1 is scheduled to open in theaters in June of 2025. Kris Kardashian never misses a chance to discuss intimate medical information in exchange for ratings. The 68-year-old says she struggled with when to tell her family about some health issues she's been dealing with. What better way to use her pseudo-reality show platform to inform, through tears, not only her family, but anyone watching that she has a cyst on her ovary? Will the Kardashians finally practice humility, or will the surgery be broadcast for all to see? Stay tuned. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and muggy, stray storm or two in the afternoon, and a high in the low 80s. We dry out towards the end of the week, sunshine, humidity climbing, and highs in the mid 80s.
Right now it's 80.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday marks the opening of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll talk a bit about some of the educational aspects of what's happening in Chippewa Falls.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Charged, never convicted. the devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We have a legendary reputation, perhaps just in our own minds, but...
you should see me in my mind, Crudy. It is a glorious thing.
I will not litigate what happens between your ears, Dom. happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls. Now, tomorrow we got Scott Ross joining us. The overturning of Act 10, I believe he's joining in the 3 o'clock hour in studio, 3:30.
Nice.
But you can always join, 844-967-2789. I was reading many of the texts. I'm sort of disappointed in the audience. They're not being clever enough tonight. Not for my taste.
You tell the audience how horrible they are, like Milwaukee.
I would like to be fully entertained. I want more of them worthy to be read aloud. Some are just like, meh. And meh take does not get read aloud.
Meh, meh. If you're meh in, you get a call then. 844-967-2789.
Wisco Paul, it's a great show, not a meh show. Welcome to
Hey, Paulie.
Yeah, you guys are a part of my life. Like, hey, by the way, it was nice call by Joe, but she's always good on the radio. She can almost have her old own show, I think. I had to tune away a little bit to watch Joe today, and he really looked good.
He did.
And,
at the NATO speech, yeah. You're saying Joe Biden looked good.
Yes, he did, and at least he can read. That goes to one of your callers. Trump can't stay on script and he can't read. And by the way, there is one thing here that gets me a little upset. We have a really good vice president, and that you have a vice president just in case anything could happen to Joe between now and the election. And I feel totally confident in Kamala Harris. This one here, this is for you, Dom. It's not a matter of how much it's not a matter of how much Trump will rob from the Treasury. He's going to rot. That's what he does best. So my question, Don, is he going to burn it down halfway, or is he going to burn it all the way to the ground? You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Paulie. I'll tell you what, man. Trump will burn it down halfway, and then his enablers and sycophants, they'll finish off the job. And hell, the Heritage Foundation will come in and pee on the ashes when it's all done.
Dominic, you are... the Mike Pence of the Devil's Advocate Show. You're our vice president.
And Dominic? What are you telling me, man? I don't think I want to be vice president. I am the president. You're the vice president.
You know, it's interesting. Donald Trump, an old geezer in his own regard, quite maniacal, perhaps dementia setting in, and no one even seems to give a damn who his vice presidential pick might be. I mean, he's like trying to make it a big deal, like, gotta tune in to the RNC when I announce my new Mike Pence model 2.0. Because you know he's not going to get like a shiny, happy vice presidential pick that would offset the, you know, clash with the top of the ticket. So he's going to need someone that's whiter than him, no bronzer, and clearly no personality. So I'm still with Doug Burgum. I think he fits the bill. And Rich, I hear he's very rich.
Rich and willing to do whatever it takes to get a piece of the action, man. And the guy's already rich. So, yeah, he'll cash it all in for a little bit more. I guess that's what success looks like. Why would anyone?
Who would want the vice presidential job under Trump when the last guy got threatened with hanging on his last day on the job?
What? So whoever it's going to be is going to be loyal. And whoever it's going to have some nay. And Pence was neither of those. Well, he was pretty loyal until, you know, he didn't do the one thing. And then, of course, he was threatened to be hung.
Dom, I feel at least 50-50 confident your run on the Devil's Advocates will someday end on the gallows. 844-967. 2789. There'll be a popular uprising.
We don't hang together. We don't hang alone. We'll hang together. I'm not sure.
If we don't stay together, we'll all hang alone. 844-967-2789. Don't be getting me all hung up with your Mike Pence fantasies. Jan from Madison, welcome to the show. Jan, what do you have for us?
In thinking about the potential Trump being elected, because some people are saying that Biden doesn't have it, what he needs, my issue is that Biden's team, his administration, is still going to be in place if something does happen to him. And we know that they are going to do us good. The people in Trump's corners, some of them have already talked about shooting people because they don't fit societal norms. And
Trump talked about shooting people in the legs. I mean, Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon. Right? I mean, these would be the ones that will be making the decisions when Trump inevitably falls into some sort of terrible mental state. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Jan, it's a great point. It's not just the man or the woman. It's the team around them and the philosophy that they're ascribing to and the track record that they have. I mean, these are all very, very important things. That's why it's like, man, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of shape Joe's in. He's not Trump. That's the best shape to be. It's not Trump.
Right, I agree. Thank you,
Jen. Appreciate it. And not only that, I don't want to knock the guy. I mean, the guy's had a tremendous track record of success. Look what's going on in this country right now. It's if you could look back and say Donald Trump did a better job than Joe Biden, I'd have to question the veracity of that statement. Crudy, you talked about it today when you were on the right wing talk radio shows. Man, line them up and knock them down. What'd Trump do? Tax cut. That's it.
Very powerful tax cut. Powerful, very powerful. 844-967-2789. I always try to get to Trucker Dean driving around the state of Wisconsin. Where are you at today, Trucker Dean?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, guys. Over by Curtis, headed home.
Where's Curtis?
Wisconsin.
By Abbotsford, dude.
Can you name a town bigger than 500 for me? I mean, I've heard of them, but I just can't place them.
About halfway between Wausau and Eau Claire.
Okay, now you're talking. Give me some landmarks, for Christ's sake, Trucker Dean. But what do you want to talk about?
There's a big green cow over here on the left. That's a landmark.
What about a muskie? If you see the muskie, you might be in Minocqua.
Yeah, right. Anyways, yesterday when I was leaving the house, I know you said you listen, Trudy, you listen to 550, you know, just kind of sneak in there.
I do. That's a Wausau right-wing talk radio station that also happens to have the Brewers on it at night.
Right.
That's where they sucked me in, Trucker Dean.
Well, I listen to them in the morning just to kind of see where their heads are at, you know, and... Pat Schneider, he's a legislature, Wisconsin legislature from up this way. And they got talking about Project 2025. And Pat Schneider, and he sounded very sincere, had never heard of it. And I thought that was shocking for a legislature, one of our legislatures, that didn't even hear of this.
Or maybe it's just very convenient, Trucker Dean, to disassociate like Trump's trying to do with Project 2025, because the American voters...
Dean, I'm sorry, man. I haven't seen the tweet on 2025. I don't sit around and read Trump's tweets. I heard a lot of that in the past as well, Dean. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but he really did sound sincere. I mean, it was shocking.
An ignorant Republican, I do believe, Trucker Dean. I believe he's sincerely ignorant. 844.
Well, maybe.
Dean, appreciate your call, fella. 844-967-2789. Chris in Rice Lake. That's up by Eau Claire area. Is it not, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
It's like 50 miles north.
That's close enough for casting parts of the state, is it not, sir?
No.
My bad. Give me. What's your proximity to Abbotsford?
Oh.
I tease, Chris. What do you want to talk about, man?
I can't even. Oh, yeah, it does. Anyway, so, yeah, I wanted to make a comment. You guys were talking earlier about this religious thing. You know, I read online this afternoon that a former religious advisor to Donald Trump got kicked out of his church or had to resign from his church this week because it came out that back in the 90s he was fooling around with a 12-year-old. Why would I want to get involved in it? Why does anybody want to follow that? Why does anybody want to say this is what our government should be? I mean, every 12-year-old in this country is going to be in danger if we go to the Christian nationalism. I'm sorry.
You know what's been, I mean, Chris, let me give you an example of what is trending on the Twitter, the X as it's now called. I believe it's hashtag Trump pedophiles. Yeah, and what that means is the number of times that the Republican presidential nominee appears in the Epstein flight logs to Lolita Island, where there's all sorts of depravity accused. And these court documents and the sweetheart deal that Epstein got in Florida from a Trump, future Trump, but I forget where he was installed. But Alex Acosta, I believe, was a federal prosecutor that gave Epstein the sweetheart deal, and then he got a sweetheart job in the Trump administration. But Trump is filthy in these flight logs, dude. Filthy in the flight logs. And why don't we hear more coverage of that?
Well, Ted Lieu was out there talking about it, and perhaps we will get to it. It's all over. And I think the number I saw, Crudy, and perhaps we'll make some time for this tomorrow, 69 times on the flight logs? Is that seem?
Unironically, anyway, 69 times Donald Trump appears on flight logs to Lolita Island, where there's credible evidence that many young girls were raped by grown men, powerful men, often on camera, so that allegedly Epstein could turn around and blackmail those same said men.
844-967-2789. Cam from Appleton, you are next. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Oh, no. Bye, okay. Cam.
Oh, lost Cam. L.A. Tom from Leftist Coast, our pal. Welcome, Tom. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, first off, there was an actual primary, and Joe Biden won those primaries. Just let that.
Come on, man. Don't give me the Dean Phillips primary, dude. There was not an active primary of President Joe Biden.
When I hear in California about it, there were about 50 people on that ballot for president, and Joe Biden was the one we had to choose if we wanted him. So there was an actual primary that did happen. Also, I'll ask you guys a favor. If every time you guys mention Donald Trump's name or quote him in any way, if you could put the word lying Trump in front of his name, so that way people don't fall for his crap, that he's incredible, or that he's credible in any way.
Here's the thing, LA Tom, I love the thought, but it seems kind of redundant to me because lying and Trump seems synonymous.
Yeah, I prefer felon.
Lying felon Trump?
Some people.
Adjudicated rapist lying felon Trump? Alleged minor rapist? Adjudicated rapist, lying felon Trump. I mean, we could do this game online. He'll have like one of those super titles from back in the day, man. The longest name ever. Like, this guy will have a Game of Thrones title.
Well, here, guys, all I would say is that it is between the Democratic Party that does not follow authoritarians. We don't believe in one leader. We believe actually in the whole party and we the people. Whereas the Trump, lying Trump party, actually believes in having an authoritarian dictator. You know, so to me, I'm not really concerned if Joe steps aside or not steps aside, because we the people actually at the end of the day are the government, and the Democratic Party puts competent people actually in power to help make things happen, whereas the Republicans will put a horse trainer in charge of FEMA.
You're doing a hell of a job, Brownie. Thank you, LA Tom. Come back, one more segment of the Devils, 844-96-PARTY.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates, the radio show, last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789. Rich, we got this Congressman Ted Lieu from California sound. All right, in this conversation about you know, Donald Trump and his relationship with child rapist and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, I've seen a lot on the social medias and a lot of folks thinking, how come we're not talking about this more?
Hashtag Trump pedophiles.
Hashtag, geez, terrible. Apparently, this doesn't bother Republicans or MAGA or GOP, but it seems problematic to me. The congressman has something to say about it today. If you would, please, at your convenience, Rich, play the congressman.
So like Chair Aguilar said, we hear a lot from our constituents on different issues, but something I've heard that doesn't seem to be being covered are the Epstein files. These files were released, and like Donald Trump's sort of all over this, right? There are pictures of him with Jeffrey Epstein. He's taken multiple plane flights with Epstein with young girls on board. He is in call logs with Epstein. One of the highest trending hashtags on Twitter right now is about Trump and Epstein. I'm not going to repeat the hashtag because we're in a dignified
hashtag
setting.
Trump pedophiles.
But yeah, y'all might want to look at that because that's highly disturbing. And again, it shows that Donald Trump is unfit for office. And by the way, he was convicted in a civilian court for sexual assault, convicted in a separate court of 34 felonies. Donald Trump should drop out of the race.
Congressman Ted Lieu, I have a feeling we're going to hear more about this as well. 844-967-2789. And I'm the background's a little unclear, Curdy. I think there was some Freedom of Information Act or some legal documents that were released from, I don't know, 5-8 years ago or something like that. That finally,
I believe it was the plea deal, the filings, the entire Epstein files were released, but this was, you know, basically statute. I don't want to mischaracterize. I'm going to shut up now.
Okay, we'll find out and we'll articulate it for you folks. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the lines. Thank you, Rich. Doug from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Doug. What do you got for us?
Hey,
I'm watching cable news, and I'm watching all this circular firing squad the Democrats are doing. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell are you people doing? You got the perfect ticket. You got Biden, who's got the experience. He won the primary. He wants to run. He's certainly perfectly capable. And who else is on the ticket? O'Harris. Oh, she's highly qualified. I hear she's a woman of color, a black woman. Well, that will help. She's an attorney general in California. She's a senator. She's perfectly capable of stepping in at any time. I mean, is she not on the ticket, or am I missing something?
No, she's on the ticket.
Some might prefer her on the top of the ticket, Doug.
Say what?
I said some might prefer.
Put her on the top of the ticket. Why put her on the top of the ticket? And up.
Oh, Doug, here, listen.
Like,
if I may.
I'm 72 years old. I've seen it all. I'm 72. I should have told you that.
Doug, you make a great point. Here's the problem. It should be. It should be a slam dunk. I think some folks have said, you know, Donald Trump, maybe it was Adam Schiff, that Biden should be wiping the floor with Donald Trump, given his experience, given his administration's successes and, you know, his organization and the folks around him, his vice president. But he's not, Doug. Why do you think that is?
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm beside myself. I'm on a razor's edge, and I have been, and I get every side of this effing issue.
Yeah.
But Harris is capable. Biden is certainly, probably in physically better shape than that tuna that eats a bucket of chicken or Big Macs or, you know.
A bucket. Gotcha. Thank you, Doug. Sorry, man.
You got Rich jumping for the dump button here. Rich is about one KFC bucket away from a coronary right about now.
Doug, thank you, man. Listen, you know, you're not alone. Let me tell you that. I think a lot of us have been dealing with and struggling and processing and thinking about what's going on here. I think you're right. All things considered, big picture, yeah, man, it's a no-brainer. But he's still trailing in lots of polls. But thank you for your call, Doug. Stay with us, man. We'll talk you off the ledge. 844-967-2789. David from San Fran. Hey, David, welcome to the show. You got the last word today. What do you got?
Oh, no problem. Yeah, the loose comments about Trump and Epstein reminded me, you know how they say that a rapist is not into it for the sex, they're into it for the power. Yeah. And when you look at Donald Trump as a rapist, and then you look at all of his other crimes, the idea that he can rape the state of New York, the idea he can rape the taxpayers, and as a debater, Biden would have to be going against such a power tripper, such a rapist, you know, someone who's in for the digs. He's not into the sex, he's into the power. And the idea that we've got that personality running against a guy that's interested in public service. And so it's a simple equation. And obviously the big money boys want, it's interesting. I found a copy of Mussolini's Treatise on Fascism. And in reading it, you realize that fascism is a round table of the rich guys. And the people still get to elect a president. And they need to elect somebody who's clever and wise. But the fat cats want the people to elect somebody who's so vain and stupid that they'll give away the whole country.
And that's where we find ourselves today. Thank you for putting a nice bow on it today, David. Folks, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Rich, for being part of the thruple. We'll do it again tomorrow. Scott Ross joining us on The Big Show.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.